The fourth teaching for the month of July 2010 for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme, Master, what can I do? The Lord be with you. In a year's time in Spain, the next World Youth Day is going to be held. The theme chosen by the Pope will be Master, what can I do? Taken from the passage that you have just read before this teaching, from St. Matthew, chapter 19, verses 16 to 24. When the Pope was in our country, meeting the youths at Valletta waterfront last April, he was addressed by the Bishop of Gozo, Monsignor Mario Gregg, who was pleased to reflect on this question of the young men of the Gospel. It is befitting for us, and not only for youths, to stop and reflect on the speech. The Bishop started by saying that the tradition where faith was inherited from one generation to the other cannot be considered relevant anymore, not even here in Malta. It does no longer apply that since the parents are believers, then their children will faithfully to be believers. It does not follow anymore that if you are born in Malta, then you must be Catholic. Today, faith is the fruit of a personal search and a personal choice. And to a certain extent, we should thank and praise God for this. This is very important for us to keep in mind as we try to respond to the call for new evangelization. Evangelizing someone who does not appreciate or who has lost his inheritance is not the same as evangelizing someone who is searching for the divine. Using the same method in both cases can render all our efforts unproductive. If one is searching, then our mission is to assist that person in his search. If one is searching for truth, our mission is to make it possible for that person to find it in Jesus. If one is seeking to meet Jesus, then our mission is to make Jesus present in our lives so as to make this meeting possible. If one is considering to take a personal decision for Jesus, then our mission is to encourage that person not to be afraid in taking the plunge. Therefore, we need to consider what are the obstacles that contemporary youths and men are facing during this search and which they need to overcome. The Bishop of Gozo mentions two obstacles. The first obstacle is the supermarket of an unlimited variety of exotic, spiritual, and supernatural experiences, all of them labeled, I am what you are searching for. Amongst these experiences on the shelves, there are also those experiences we find in the church, approved or not approved by the church, like a crying statue of Our Lady, a new group in the parish, a healing service, an apparition of Our Lady, etc. When one is still going from one experience to another, is it not a sign that he has not yet found what he is searching for? The second obstacle is the lack of determination on the part of the seeker to venture on an inner journey that they know will lead to somewhere. So what is happening is that our culture has formed us to run after emotional experiences until one continues to enjoy that blissful experience. But when it fades, when one is faced with a challenge, then he passes on to some other similar experience. Can one imagine seeking a treasure without some challenge and pain? Then the bishop spoke on some false ideas that people, youths in particular, have in their minds. It is good to remember that such false ideas are not infused ideas. That is, they are not without an unfortunate reason. Thinking about these false ideas that people have, maybe even ourselves have, helps us to be more effective in our work of evangelization. Moreover, how can we evangelize a person who is already prejudiced by some false idea, especially if I myself hold to that idea? So what are these false ideas that the bishop spoke about? First, religion as a set of rules and precepts that one needs to observe and obey, instead of a loving relationship to God and neighbor. Second, since we want everything here and now, it is difficult for the men of today to conceive the idea of a heavenly treasure. So we think of an earthly treasure. And if we seek a heavenly treasure, it is actually a treasure of a heaven on earth, which is an illusion. Thirdly, a legalistic idea of God that leads us to look at him as someone we ought to love, rather than someone whom we need to let him love us and look at us with love, as Jesus did to this young man of the gospel. Fourthly, some time ago we spoke of the supermarket mentality. This idea runs in every sphere. Today we have a great variety of teachers, false ones standing next to the authentic ones. And this leads to two extremes, either believing all of them or trusting in none of them. So you see, evangelization is no magic. It is being faithful to the true gospel of Jesus Christ and taking the effort to transmit the good news in a language that can be understood by our oikos. And therefore, our challenge is to face these false ideas about religion, about heavenly treasure, about the idea of God, and about the true teachers, to be distinguished from the false teachers, and even to surpass the obstacles that we are facing today, that we can succeed in bringing the good news and bringing Jesus Christ to our oikos, who is living in this culture of today. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.